This week on Video Death Loop.
You wanna know where paradise lies? I call it 2 triple cheeseburger side order fries.
Plus, look at those wet pants. Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. Hello, I am your host this week, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, Mr. John Hurst. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Aaron. I was messing with my sound settings prior to beginning this podcast, and yes. I apparently had you at 200% volume on
Excellent.
Discord. And I was not prepared for professional Aaron.
I put on the voice. Normally I'm very growly, you know, sort of like, I don't know, guy in a old West tavern.
You sound like you always have like a corduroy jacket just in arm's reach on sometimes. It's just like you go reach out for it. It's like, yeah, it's like I'm comfy now. It's like it's not a bad time.
I will say, if you recall, in college I had quite a fascination with corduroy jackets, even when there was really no need for it. But I always wanted one with elbow patches. My corduroy jackets, of which I think I have 2 at this point.
Do they have elbow patches?
They do not. Because as I felt then, and I continue to feel now, a corduroy elbow patch must be earned. Like, you can't just like get one with elbow. Like, you got to patch those elbows. You gotta patch them up good.
I'm with you. You gotta earn your stripes or your elbow grease in this case here.
For sure.
I've not done it a corduroy jacket, but I had like a overshirt that I quite like that's very comfy. I'll wear it like around the house on that. And it did develop the elbow thing where like there was the hole in the middle of it. And I patched up with a, like, one of the bands I saw at a show was throwing patches that have the Annie the Musical on it. For some reason, they were not Annie the Musical, but they had patches of it.
Go ahead.
And I was like, I have this patch. Well, why don't I just put it on here? And I made a kind of a Franken elbow patch from that. So that's my elbow patch story.
I mean, you could – that's – but it's not on a corduroy jacket. It's the corduroy jacket, right?
Right.
That's what we're worried about.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about is the corduroy.
Yeah. I'm just saying that I've tried to do that on lesser things, and it did not get the job done for sure. I'm not a respectable gentleman on this. I do not have a corduroy jacket of my own, much less with elbow pads, but I'm trying to emulate it to the best of my ability.
Well, John, I have news for everyone today. I have for video death news.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I just want everyone to know, don't eat any fucking lettuce right now, okay? Don't do it.
Oh, yes, okay.
We're back. We're back on our watch. We're back on our bullshit. Lettuce Watch 2026. It's back, baby. And it's brought the thunder this time. We've got a little
it's not just
disease called cyclosporiasis, and lettuce is in that list of produce in the store right now, covered in it. I mean, lots of other things are apparently at this point too. I guess we should maybe, you know, take a little better care of our food pathways.
Well,
but lettuce is definitely one of those where you gotta watch out. You gotta watch out.
Is it like all lettuce? Is it just the romaine, like where we the ones we watch out for, romaine lettuce, of people in the past on that?
Well, I gotta say, we started this podcast, and then immediately I was like, oh shit, I need to tell everyone to don't eat any fucking lettuce. But then, because I'd heard of this, and I've spent the last minute or so sort of furiously binging to make sure that, like, you shouldn't eat lettuce. You definitely shouldn't. But there's other things you probably shouldn't be eating as well. No. It's basically, I guess, all it's like big. This is big day for like your chicken tendies crowd, right? It's this is like all the fresh fruit and vegetables is covered in this shit. Yeah. You know, finally, you've got one over on the vegans chicken tendy crowd. The chicken tendies are fine. It's the produce that's not right now, but it's specifically lettuce.
It's not even just produce at all. Like, it's a big banner year for bacteria all throughout. You know, like the fact that the, you know, maybe a, you know, a big reflecting pool had a little bit of algae on that. Pretty good stuff to start out. We got this now. We got I think it was like in Wyoming somewhere, a data center may have introduced a rare bacteria to the local town's water supply. It's a big year for bacteria. Nice.
Yep. Bacteria. It's sometimes it's down, but it's never out, is it? It comes right back.
Comes
ready to go.
Yeah.
It's like video death loop, right? So you're like, are these guys okay? And then we're back. We're back with lettuce. Entire warnings of lettuce. Yeah.
I was a little bit worried, I'll be honest, when you said the warning on there, because I thought maybe you had accidentally ingested some of this ill produce, if you will.
It's possible. I mean, it's, you know, I did accidentally eat some lettuce. I knew I shouldn't, but I did.
Okay.
And then everyone was like, "You shouldn't be eating that." You're like, "You're right. I shouldn't be eating this."
Just
not even
in the
listening
room
to myself.
Just everyone in the room would just like pause and silent. It's the equivalent of you walking into the saloon, except it's you like getting your lettuce, your bowl of lettuce in there, and even the waiter who handed you the lettuce is just looking at you with silence and just like scared out of his mind. It's like, what happened here? Why did we get into the situation?
I guess I'm more offended that people were wondering what I would do with the lettuce before like warning me not to eat it, right? You know, it's like Eric comes walking in, you know, with some lettuce. I think the assumption is he's gonna eat it. I think anybody, you see someone with lettuce, they're gonna eat it. Lettuce not known for having lots of uses. Sort of there's like a main singular use, and then you wait till I eat a whole bowl of this shit before you're, by the way,
like a cereal,
you might get cyclospora from eating that and have explosive diarrhea. Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate that. I mean, maybe I just do live my life in such a way that's like, who knows what this man is going to be doing with this lettuce?
It's like, hi, this is Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass. Here's a head of lettuce. Oh, by the way, here's some bacteria with your lettuce. Enjoy your diarrhea.
Yes, it is. I'm just living out. I'm living out Jackass, but
I mean, new Jackass movie just came out. Man, they're just ahead of the time.
Yeah, did they eat lettuce in it?
I don't know.
They're not living as.
They're older.
Yeah, I mean, they probably should. It's got, you know,
they got to worry about things.
Yeah,
might help out some things, you know.
All right, John. So I actually, I am the host. As I said, now I've got everyone turned off lettuce again. I am the host. And I have a job, and that job is to select a video. And today I have had some help because I have a listener recommended video. It is from user Torzelbaum. Listener Torzelbaum. Hey, Torzelbaum. Thanks for the recommendation.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Nice.
And we are going to watch this video that was suggested. And I do think it might provide a healthy, large asterisk, alternative to lettuce for the next little bit.
All the
fresh produce you can't eat anymore because of diarrhea reasons. We're going to get this video started. We're going to watch a loop until we just can't take it anymore. And we'll get going in 3, 2, 1, go!
Okay, let's see what you got for me here. What sort of content can we give the kids today? Ah, yeah, we're rocking it out here.
We sure are.
The cartoon cardboard vehicle.
Yep, it's a John. This is a song by noted musician Commander Cody.
Okay.
and it is about burgers.
Yeah.
It's called
Wait, hold on. What's it called?
The song is called Two Triple Cheese.
Yeah, all right, all right. He's got chicken burgers in his pocket.
Yeah,
ketchup got on the
burger in a pocket. We're cutting some French fries straight down into the. And he's driving a sort of like cartoon vehicle through a hamburger land.
Mm-hmm.
The hamburger sings. A lady hands you a burger. They make a burger and smash the burgers. This has got that good, like, I don't know, like early 80s, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's not modern by any stretch of the imagination.
No. Now we're getting to that point where we are starting to not recognize which decade is what in terms of video quality and content on that. However, the burgers look pretty good. I would go for that burger.
Yeah. and the fries, not as... I don't know. I like these fries. These fries look incredibly thick cut. Not my favorite kind of fry, a thick cut fry. I like sort of a shoestring fry.
They smash a burger with that earlier on in the video. Is that actually how they make smash burgers? Like the hot new priority for the restaurant business today? That's how they actually do the smashing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right. I never.
Do you actually not know how or why they make a smash burger?
I don't. It just looks like a damn burger to me. I don't know how it smashes. So
okay,
it smashes pretty good sometimes in my mouth. I guess I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you about a smash burger, and it's actually okay. So the idea of a smash burger is it's kind of the same amount of meat as on a regular burger, right? But you sort of.
Oh, the fries
break it into thinner patties. You'll have like multiple thinner patties. Mm-hmm. And so what you do is you get like a ball of the meat, you know, the appropriate amount for your thin patty. And you put it on your grill top and you take a spatula or a flipper or whatever, large flat instrument, and you smash it down right there on the grill instead of forming it into a patty before you put it on the grill.
Okay. All right.
And we're talking like a grill, like a griddle, you know, that's got some, you know, where you can smash it down. It just gets flat. You know, a guy with a skillet could do the same thing, right?
Right, right.
Okay. And what it does is it makes this like raggedy edge where you smash it down, and the raggedy edge gets like a little bit crispier, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you end up with these like thinner stacks of like edge crisped burger. And I think like traditionally you put like a sort of like a little bit tangier sauce on it than like a cheeseburger
or something like that. To be fair, we put a tangier sauce on everything nowadays. Like you can't you can't go to the grocery store and get a banana without like, have you tried the tangy banana sauce with it? It's like, yeah.
The TBS?
Yeah, the TBS right
Very
there.
Very tangy.
Yeah. Not for tuberculosis anymore. It's for bananas too. No, it's like, but the burger here, like that sounds delicious, by the way, Aaron. I love that description. I love everything about that. But the smashing I'm seeing here is just the raw, unbridled smashing of what looks to be a perfect burger. There's a dog in the fridge. Anyway,
yeah, the line at that is only the chef knows what goes in the patty, and then he points at the dog in the refrigerator. So, I mean, this is supposed to be a little bit of a gross out thing, right? Because all these burgers that they're smashing are raw, like they're not cooked.
Yes, but they smash it down with their hands on that. Yeah. It's like that to me. That sounds like that's what I want a smash burger to be. I want them to be like the Dairy Queen Blizzard, where they turn over the cup to make sure it doesn't fall off. They go to my table and they smash the burger in front of me. That's a smash burger.
I mean, that's not wrong. I mean, if you want to be, is there room in the restaurant industry for someone that willfully makes the new famous food incorrectly? And I think yes, right? Like, I think if you're like, you open a restaurant that's called John's Wrong Food, and you
Great
just
start.
Know whatever you order, it's not gonna be right. Like, you're gonna take, like, the most obvious, hilariously wrong way of interpreting the food name and stick to it with intensity. And yeah, okay. you bring out a burger and you set it down on the table, and then with your bare ass hand, you just smash it right in front of them with like a hammer fist strike.
Yeah. I am getting shut down within 3 days, but from the Food Drug Administration and health checks and all that.
Listen,
but
they can't keep the fucking lettuce free of diarrhea. I don't think the FDA is doing shit to the guy that's like punching a hamburger when he sets it down. Act with impunity, John.
And if anyone questions me on it, I'm going to be looking at them with my fist raised up with raw meat still on it. It's like, but am I wrong?
I mean, from smash a name perspective, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a great thing to do. We, you know, sometimes we get through the every now and then we got to like rethink the classics just to make people like keep coming to a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like before the smash burger, it was the slider, right? Like it tiny wasn't burgers. You didn't get a burger, you got like two or three tiny burgers. Mm-hmm. Somehow this is better. It's a slider. But how could you misinterpret a slider? So like you put little wheels on the bottom of it? I guess that's roller.
No. I think we just make it, like, first of all, we got to grease the bar really good. We got to really bring it down there. Like a good bartender saloon. We hire like the premier bartender for this role here. Not for beer, not for anything else, but for this. Because like when you go up to the bar, you ask, hey, bartender, give me a slider. And then you just like kind of rolls it down there like with like.
You have to play tappers.
Yeah, like a little bit of tap. Yeah. And then, like, you have to grab the burger with your raw, bare hand also. And then you eat it there. No drink.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm there for John's wrong foods. And if we have to have these, like, you know, sort of strange furniture, like long, slippery bars, like, so be it, right? Mm-hmm. We can rip this bitch out, rebuild it. Anytime they try and put a new spin on the hamburger to get people back in the restaurant.
Yeah, there is an abandoned Hardee's near where I live. And
what a good sentence.
It's a great sentence.
I like it. I mean, there's nothing about that sentence I don't like. And I like that it's abandoned. It's not closed. It's just at some point the Hardee's Carl's Jr. Corporation abandoned this otherwise perfectly functional restaurant for like ghosts or something.
And for whatever reason for this, like, and it does have a real, like, a, you know, like a real estate realty sign in front of it or whatever to sell it. And you can look at a listing for it. But it's abandoned because no one has bid on this for like 4 or 5 years. Like, it's been around for a long time. It's like, what's the deal with the abandoned Hardee's by the road here? And I took a look at it, and it's like you still have like 2 or 3 years in the Hardee's Corporation for the franchise, and you still gotta like fulfill the contract. And so if you buy the building, you have to run a Hardee's.
You have to run a Hardee's. You're forced into running a Hardee's.
I think I could run a John's Wrong Hardee's, I think.
John's Wrong Hardee's?
Yeah.
They're not going to check up on it. What are we doing?
No, they're too busy. What? I don't know what Hardee's does anymore. Do you? Like Carl Jr.'s? They're around, but I don't know if anyone who's
biscuits,
ever
biscuits,
been
biscuits?
Maybe.
I will say I did go. I had an extra day off that and my wife was working from home that day. Mm-hmm. And I had to take my daughter to her summer activity, and on my way back home I told my wife, Mike, listen, I'm gonna go buy a Hardee's and I'm gonna get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit because I wanted that morning. Okay. And I said, do you want anything? And she said, ugh, not if you're going to Hardee's. I don't
see this is
like just like, you don't want any, there's nothing that Hardee's restaurants can do for you. idea of a Hardee's.
The next
made
time this
her
urge
so frustrated and mad.
The next time this urge comes in, why don't you ask her, like, what if it was John's Wrong Hardee's instead?
John's Wrong Hardee's.
Yeah. I don't know how it would make a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit wrong, but I could find a way.
I mean, you just make the biscuit batter out of bacon, egg, and cheese, right? You get your bacon and you grind it up into a flour-like powder. Your eggs become, you know, I guess the liquid in the biscuit. Ooh. It's almost like you're making like a croquette, but bacon, egg, and cheese instead. Okay. into a biscuit. I don't know. That sounds good. The more I think about it,
I'm eating this. Actually, this sounds great.
I mean, I've had like the egg muffins. I think they have a name, but I forget what they are. It's like you just crack some eggs into like a muffin tin, and you can throw in whatever the fuck you want in there, right? You know, if you want to put your bacon in there, great. Cheese, absolutely, do it. And then you bake them just like you would bake a muffin, and then it's like this pure protein egg muffin thing, and it's not that far off from that. It's not that far off from that.
Yeah, like my original thought was, what if I just made it in the wrong order? And it's like, well, they can't all be winners. They gotta get fill out the menu somehow.
Ah, it's a cheese, egg, and bacon biscuit.
Your idea sounds delicious.
It hits the tongue at the wrong order and tastes slightly wrong.
And then I smash your burger. It's like, look, do you want this or not?
It's a smash biscuit. All right, but what other foods could potentially be improved by smashing them? Like, we don't have to stop at smashing burgers, right? Like, we could smash a salad if we were still allowed to eat those.
Right. But, Aaron, this is a weird question. Okay. A weird question on this show, I know. But have you ever tried to punch a salad, Aaron?
Have I punched a salad? Let me think.
They're kind of nigh impenetrable. They're like they kind of mold to your hand. Like
yeah, I feel like it's tough to punch a salad, right? It's just like a bunch of shit in a bowl or on a plate.
Yeah, you can cut it. You can pierce it. You can't punch it.
It's hard to punch. Yeah.
It has like skeleton armor in D&D and shit.
Yeah, it's definitely not affected by like bashing weapons. Yeah. You can bash a salad all you want. It's fine. It's totally fine. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe let's not try and smash it. It's a salad. Smash soup?
I mean,
could you smash a soup? I mean, it's kind of the same problem, right? It's just I mean, I think that's all the food there is, right? Hamburgers, salads, and soup.
It's all contaminated, so yeah, I think so.
I mean, fries. I think you could smash some fries. They just kind of become mashed potatoes, though. Like, we already have a name for that.
Yeah, that's just it's part of smash, but it's not, you know, it's not all the way there. It's like 90% there.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there is definitely a subset of food that is, what if we took this other food and punched it a bunch and saw what happened there, right?
I'm thinking, I mean, that's just since the dawn of time. If we haven't been able to, like, once we figure out how we can light stuff on fire, we've been trying to find ways to cut it up in the different parts or punch it or do anything else in it. So I think it's only natural.
Like, the more I think about it, it's like almost all foods have like a punched version, right? Like in some capacity. Like, I was thinking like a noodle, right? Well, I mean, like, a fettuccine is just kind of like a punch noodle, isn't it? It's like kinda a wide noodle.
Flat,
it's been punched, right?
Yeah, all right.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
You got a
ramen pack is kind of like a, like, once you punch, like, once you cook it, it's kind of like a punch noodle. That is just like punched softly by water.
Yeah, it is punched softly by water. I mean, you could punch a ramen pack and just get little pieces. I mean, that's feels like that's where we got like a, you know, short pasta from. It's like you had longer pasta or noodles or whatever it is you have, and you just started punching them. Speaking of, are noodles not just proof of man's inherent whimsy?
just make it the making of a noodle and then like separating the noodle to become food again?
Yeah, it's like, it feels like, I don't see, like, from, like, a nutritional value, I don't think a noodle has, like, It has like no additional nutritional value, right? So I would think, huh? Well, I mean, but I guess,
carbos.
Okay, it has no, I'm sorry, let me replace that. It has no more nutritional value than its inherent, like, ingredients, right? Like the wheat and whatever, or egg, or whatever the hell you're making your noodle out of. So the noodle is the same in a nutritional sense as its ingredients. And it probably tastes about the same as well, right? Like whether you've taken that wheat and you've noodleized it, or you're just eating some sort of like a smashed wheat product. So I think the fact that we've made noodles when so much else, like when almost certainly we were, you know, these cultures and peoples were fighting to have enough food to feed themselves, and they took this extra step. They're like, we're just going to make noodles. It does nothing except make this food a little bit silly. That is proof of man's inherent whimsy, in my opinion.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, like the age range of noodles. Like noodles might be a thing that only came around in the last 100 years or so. I don't think that's the case. I feel like lots of cultures. I mean, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't have any.
Aaron, are you trying to gaslight me about noodles? Is that what's happening here?
I'm saying I don't have any direct evidence of the creation of the noodle. Like, what era was the noodle invented in? That I don't know.
The noodle was invented in 1923 during the booming 20s.
It could have been during the roaring 20s. Finally, we had enough food to feed everyone, so let's get funny with it. Before that, it was all just featureless bowls of wheat slop.
Has there ever been a food product that when it got made and it was like, man, we made that way too late. We should have had that back in Roman times or something. Have we had? Because that feels like noodles to me with the way we're talking about noodles.
I mean, yeah, mate. I mean, it's hard to say. It'd have to be some. I mean, I feel like if you were going to imagine a food product that was simple enough to have been invented, but people just didn't, it would have been like just something obviously off-putting or like that you wouldn't want to eat together. You know, it's like chocolate pickles. Like, what if chocolate pickles are just really good and no one tried it because it just sounds gross.
Yeah, I guess. I see what you mean on that.
I feel like almost any ingredient that's like reasonable to say, like, this thing could go with this thing. Someone's done that, right? Like, someone's mixed it up or fried it or punched it or smashed it or whatever. Unless it was just so gross they didn't want to try it.
Right.
Pickles, like, obviously, we've had pickles for a long time. We've had chocolate for a long time. Yeah. I mean, you could have had the, you know, was it the Aztecs that invented chocolate? Like, they definitely could have been fermenting pickles and dipping it in there, but they probably weren't because it sounded gross.
Aztecs, yeah. You should
take that. Yeah, what are you doing?
Did you even have, like,
I'm never sure if it was the Aztecs or the Mayas that did anything. And I know they're at vastly different time periods, but I think at this point in my life, it's just really too late to learn the difference between.
It's really a situation where it's like Aztec or Mayans, and just like, you know, just roll. You got to pick one. You got to pick a side.
They were in sort of Central and South America before I was born. I have no proof they weren't there at the same time. No direct proof. Mm-mm. Just like I don't have any direct proof that noodles are more than 100 years old.
No, but just
sitting here, I couldn't tell you. No, couldn't just, tell you.
Just whimsical noodles being like, we saw wheat, and it was like, hey, you know what would be great if we could preserve that stuff.
I guess, I mean, you think it was a preservative thing?
Well, I mean, it's a way to use wheat, and like, you know, and
it's a way to use wheat, but I don't feel like noodles last any longer than like wheat. I mean, what? I mean, right? Like, what are they doing? What are we doing? What are we doing to this noodle? I mean,
the surface area
is greater, probably, right?
All I have, Aaron, is my banana and my tasty banana sauce, and that's all I see in my world. That's all I have, and I'm tapping with it.
We should have had tangy banana sauce long ago.
Oh, no. Who would have thought of that? We might even have it. Like, maybe someone, like some other culture has it, and I'm not aware of it. And in fact, I should be aware of it and learn from that. But you know, as soon as you got to the produce, and like if we had tasty banana sauce, you would see a big pile of them right by the bananas in your local produce.
You sure would. Okay, I'm going to Bing the history of noodles, and we're gonna find out. I don't know.
Does Bing know?
Bing's gonna have some AI bot scrape Wikipedia and try and tell me. But I'm gonna end up on Wikipedia. I am. Okay, so the oldest evidence of noodles. Guess what Wikipedia says is the oldest evidence of noodles.
I'm going to say, 3000 BC, something like that.
Okay, that's a little, I guess, you're expecting a little much of noodles.
Okay. noodles got me through a lot of things. I rank noodles very highly.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. You're only 1,000 years off, okay? It was around 2,000 BC.
No, okay.
But I'm just saying, 2,000 BC, shit, man.
Yeah, we should have noodles that was a lot before that,
honestly. Scrabbling. We were scrabbling and scrobbling in 2,000 BC. And for some reason, we're fucking out there making noodles? We're making noodles?
Yeah, we got, gotta be... gotta figure out how to make irrigation and stuff like that. It's like, well, we got some extra time here. We're not hunting all the time. Let's make some noodles. It's like, what the fuck is a noodle?
So they actually found fucking, and this is not like, they found 4,000 year old noodles in a bowl. Hey. Still in a bowl. What? Someone made a bowl of noodles 4,000 years ago and then didn't eat it. And let it get somehow preserved in the La Jia archaeological site in China. So China making noodles 4,000 years ago.
Okay. All right. I hope they never have to put anything in my fridge into a museum. That's all I hope from that.
You're going to have to eat all of it though, John. You can't be sure that someone's not going to go digging through your remains, I guess, and find your, I don't know, gamer fuel.
Oh, that's above
3D Doritos that you've saved preciously since the 90s.
The thickness of those Doritos should belong in a museum. Like, that is art and culture. That's called culture, yeah. Aaron.
Dude, the quarters of the 3D Doritos where, like, the sides met and they were just, like, extra good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So noodles, a worthless food. Why were we making it?
The burgers looked good. I like the burger music video. Like I was all up in my alley. There was the only thing that really disturbed me on there is there's like a scene where the guy he's supposed to be wiping sauce on his pants or something like that. Or he's trying to wipe his hand off.
Yeah, he says he feels the grease.
Yeah, and he just has like extremely wet pants all of a sudden, and I'm not comfortable with that because they're just completely dry the next scene over.
Yeah,
but I liked it. I liked I would like a burger now, please.
Yes, thank you, Torzelbaum, for showing us the way of the burger. Let us talk a lot about gross food things, which clearly a fan of the show, we know we love talking about gross food things on here. whether as warnings or as an indictment of a 4,000-year-old food beloved by many. We're always ready to talk about food here. Folks, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you guys for being patient with us as we, I know we've missed a few episodes recently. We apologize. We're just two men. We're just two normal men.
Two innocent men,
as far as you know. And sometimes it doesn't work out. Anyway, thanks for listening. Absolutely, send us any kind of video suggestion you want. We love having it. We love watching things our listeners want us to watch. Questions at videodeathloop.com. You can send them there. You can also find us on social media. I don't know if there's fewer Nazis than Twitter. There's maybe a chance we'll be on that social media. I don't know. We won't be on Twitter, that's for sure.
No, email is the surest way to not, like, you were not emailing a Nazi to us. Whether you are not a Nazi, you should probably not email us if you're a Nazi. But yeah, if don't, you're not
no,
a Nazi,
I'm gonna go out. No, don't. That's not a probably. Don't fucking email us if you're a Nazi.
Yeah, okay.
Gonna hear
yeah,
from you.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
Yeah. Here.
Right. We take a stand on that. If nothing, it lettuce and Nazis. We're not for either of them.
Yeah.
Not on this show, baby. Not on this show. No. John, do you have anything to say before we go?
Don't eat lettuce. Don't eat anything. just starve. Starve.
You heard it from John, folks. I want you to eat something. Just eat some noodles. I think they're fine. They may have been a waste of our ancestors' calories, but whatever. They liked them enough to make them, so we might as well still be eating them.
A noodle is good sometimes.
It is. We'll see you next time, folks. Bye!
Bye!